to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
Maybe you should watch your tone when you talk to me. And maybe you should show a little more respect. Otherwise, I'm going to take this Samoan temper of mine. I'm going to head to your backstage, and I'm going to destroy all your favorite superstars.
This is Raven with the Pain Clinic. And, apparently, you're either listening to it or you will be listening to it. Because since I'm promoting it, apparently this is going to air sometime or another. Whether it's in the show, during the show, after the show, or at some other time, I have no unearthly idea. What about me? What about Raven?
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Welcome to the Pain Clinic for, that's right, Saturday, May 26th. Holidays today, real quick. It's International Jazz Day, which is the Saturday of Memorial Day weekend, of course. It's Sally Ride Day. Look her up, Google her, so you know who she is. And, of course, tomorrow's Memorial Day. We want to thank all of our armed forces for all the work they've done for us and everything they've gave to make us have the freedom to do the Pain Clinic every weekend. Thank you so much. One birthday today, real quick. It's happy 50th to Pat Kenny. You might remember. Do you remember Pat Kenny, Danger Boy?
Irish Pat Kenny.
Irish Pat Kenny. You might remember him as Simon Diamond from ECW. This is pre-WWECW. You know, we're talking the original ECW. And today's his 50th birthday, so happy birthday, Pat Kenny. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, Stone Slate Empire Culver. Join us June 17th for Money in the Bank pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Yes, was it 4 weeks away?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, boy. TV's going to be bad for a few weeks. But nevertheless, it's a 7 p.m. start time. Get there early. Hosted by us. Prizes, drink specials all night long. June 17th, Salvatore's The Garage Door. I think Salvatore Saloon's doing this one, too. That's right. It's Money in the Bank.
It is the first of the new start times.
That's right. We're going to have, that's kind of some of the news today as we'll talk about that in a little bit. If you want to check us out for, come on, hang out with us for UFC and we're going to be there June 9th for UFC 225 emanating from Chicago. That'll be at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door June 9th. 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. Be hosted by us. Once again, CM Punk is on the card. CM Punk is fighting. It'll be his second fight in UFC. He's actually on the main event card, which, I mean, how do you, you know, for the guys who work their whole life just to get on a card, even if it's like the prelims, this guy has got such a name that they're going to put him on the card.
Well, yeah, it's in Chicago.
It's in Chicago. Of course, it's, you know.
If it wasn't in Chicago, I don't necessarily think he makes the main card. Maybe he makes the upper prelims, but it's in Chicago.
Maybe he's got a special deal, you know, that allows him to.
Well, if he doesn't win, that deal's going to be gone.
Yeah, so he's got a 3-fight deal. I think he's done if he doesn't win, if he doesn't show something after two. So, but he will be fighting. That's right, June 9th. That is 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today, you can see CM Punk in his second fight on a UFC card, either at Salvatore Saloon or Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Come on out and have fun with us. We'll promise you it'll be a good time. And the main event fights are incredible, so you definitely don't want to miss them. Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to skate? Want to be an officiate? Want to officiate? Want to Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join the Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I'm the Cash Man, your humble host. I'm here with Danger Boy.
Good morning.
And Danger's his middle name. No, it's his...
And the first name.
And the first name and boys' last
apparently
name.
Apparently, I'm never growing up.
Yes, you will always be. Well, you know, it's good. You know, you do have a youthful appearance. So we're here to talk pro wrestling with you this Memorial Day weekend. I'm sure it's going to be, you know, kind of quiet because people go out and do things, you know, camping or going to festivals or you know, sitting home. I mean, there's always something to do when you get a long weekend. And this is the very first, this is the first long weekend of, quote, unquote, the summer. So what I want to talk about first, since it's just Danger and I, it's kind of intimate here. He's in one studio, I'm in the other. And by the way, we're on Facebook Live right now. So if you follow the Pain Clinic on Facebook, you can watch the, you can actually listen to the show and watch Danger Boy.
I'm going to have it open too, so if you actually make comments, we can comment back.
That's right. We have.
We usually don't do very well at paying attention to that.
It's hard to sometimes. It says Danger Boy sounds very quiet. We already got one comment.
I see that.
All right. So
I'll try louder to project or harder to project.
I'll just turn you up louder.
That'll work too.
Okay, but Danger Boy will be louder. But you know, you can send us messages. You can also text us at 222-1280, and you can call us at that number too. If you want to call and talk to us on the air, we'll believe you. I'm ready to believe you. But we will also take your text for those shy folks. But first thing I want to talk about is Pigs Do Fly, and WWE will be on network TV starting next January. Okay. That's right,
Fox. Next October.
I thought it was January.
October of 2019 is what I heard.
Okay, October 2019, we will have SmackDown Friday nights on Fox. Incredible deal.
And they're still calling it SmackDown Live, so.
Yeah, and it's is it going to be live?
I don't know. They don't even necessarily have to change their touring schedule to do it. They just have to change which days are their live events and obviously have their Friday being...
I will say this is the biggest network they've been on.
Yes.
Because they have.
Since NBC.
Yeah, since NBC. But since. And NBC was just for specials and stuff. They never really had a regular thing. So they are going to be starting in October of next year, 2019. SmackDown will be every Friday night on Fox TV. It'll be the anchor of their Friday night programming. They'll have more. You know, I mean, yes, cable is an important way to get TV, but there's a lot of Fox stations that people still get through the air, you know?
Yeah, you can still get these with, I mean, it's not rabbit ears anymore that you necessarily use. What are they, little flat Carter plastic discs that pick up the HD signal?
Or the things that are like bow ties?
You know?
So you don't have to have cable in a year, you know, a year from October to watch SmackDown, which is pretty cool because it's been a long time since they've had that ability. You know, everyone's had to pay for cable to be able to watch the WWE, and this will change that. But amazing deal. Amazing deal. Was it a five-year deal, $1
billion? Yes. $205 million a year to air SmackDown.
Oh, my gosh.
Which I thought about. I'm like, oh, that's huge numbers. And then I, you know, remembered that we were reading that Raw is possibly getting $400 million a year, but Raw is also 3 hours, and SmackDown is going to be sticking at two. And SmackDown, with this many eyes available to be seen on it, may become number one, especially if they keep the roster similar. It's got the better wrestlers.
It does. I mean, we're talking. I mean, you can't make a prediction for a year from October what we're going to see. But, you know, but last week was the big news that USA declined to renew SmackDown, which created all the speculation in the world out there and people telling you that you didn't know what you were talking about, Danger Boy.
Apparently I did.
Yeah, apparently you did, and, Mr. Rick Sanchez.
What's even worse is, what's even something, Facebook offered more money.
Facebook offered more money?
From what I was reading, Facebook offered, there was offers on different media platforms for more money, and WWE turned it down because they wanted the eyeballs on it, which is...
I'm amazed because we had heard that they were touring around different places to take the show. We weren't sure exactly which show of the two or both, but when I heard Fox, it's like, well, Fox has UFC. Well, not so much anymore. UFC will be moving in January to ESPN.
Yes.
And
ESPN's new streaming service, ESPN Plus.
And they will be the anchor of ESPN Plus. They have 19 events that they're going to be showing on that. Which is insane.
UFC on ESPN Plus 1. UFC on ESPN Plus 2.
Well, who knows? Yeah, it'll be Fight Night 49, Fight Night 600. But, that is huge news. I mean, this really, it shows you, to me, I'm excited because the numbers for SmackDown will go up, obviously, when you are that many more eyes to watch.
It might not necessarily get a higher rating, but it'll have more eyeballs on it because the ratings are, acquired differently. When you do network versus cable.
Yeah.
So But also, it's just, it's going to be on Fox.
It's a big deal. It's a major network.
Yes.
You know, back in the days when we just used to have ABC, CBS, and NBC, and PBS was kind of like the little brother. But Fox was the very first, the newest network of all the ones that are out there. And Fox has become pretty, they've had some domination at times in the ratings. So they have football. That was a big deal when Fox got football. That's one of the reasons when they started how well they did was to get football.
Well, they got Thursday Night Football this year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're shelling out some money for some product.
It's a huge deal. Just say it's a huge. It'll be a huge deal, and I can't wait to see what they do as that gets closer and closer. I mean, we've seen them switch networks before, and sometimes the end of their runs on certain networks aren't always the friendliest between them and the network they're leaving. But I think USA, which is owned by NBC. They have a great relationship with them. They've both been able to help each other in the long run with numbers and things like that. So, you know, I think that, this is nothing but good for the wrestling fans. This is going to really inject, I think, a lot of wrestling back into mainstream. And I think they might use that more eyes on them to maybe bring in, higher profile things to go, you know, be on TV.
Well, here's hoping they do something better, because if they do what they did on Monday, everyone's just going to groan, and then they're going to get canceled off Fox.
222-1280 Star 12. It's a good note to go on break, because we're going to come back and talk about that on the flip side. We'll talk a little bit about some of the thoughts we've had about this, the first 2 hours of Raw on Monday, okay? Just think about it for a while, then give us a call and tell us what you
thought.
There's
not much to think about.
All right, you're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back right after this.
Understand this new attitude of yours, your hostility, your aggression, the tone in your voice right now. I mean, Roman, you were the big dog. You were the leader. But if you're going to continue to let this Samoan temper get the best of you, then Roman, you might just have to look for another line of work.
Nobody knows more about second chances than me. So now, I treat every single match like it's the biggest match of my career. Last week, I showed Big Cass, it doesn't matter how tall you are, if you kick a hornet's nest, you're gonna get stung.
You know, there's something else you need to hear. Hey, you people love chanting stupid stuff. How about chanting something smart for once? Something Roman deserves to hear. Something Roman needs to hear. And that is thank you, Roman. Come on, everybody. Thank you, Roman! Thank you, Roman! Thank you, Roman!
But what did Alilo get when he came to SmackDown Live last week? The land of opportunity? Absolutamente nada! ¿Qué piensa? Andrade Cien Almas es el futuro. He's the future of SmackDown Live.
Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman. I'm joined by Danger Boy, who grew up on the show. And,
I was kind of full grown already when we started.
Pretty much, you know. You're now even more full grown. We'll say you can grow.
Now I'm old.
You can grow facial hair now. Hey, no,
that is true. I couldn't do that back then.
So welcome back to the show. I'll let you know we're going to be out at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore Saloon for UFC 225 June 9th, 2 weeks from today. CM Punk is back in the mix of the UFC. He'll have a second fight on that card. Definitely come on up if you're a CM Punk fan. We haven't seen CM Punk is going. I know you guys talked about All In last week. All In is the huge show in Chicago.
Yes.
CM Punk is going to be doing a signing there.
At StarCast, yes.
At StarCast.
Those tickets sold out. They had originally 200 tickets. It sold out in under a minute. They added another 100 tickets. It sold out very quickly. So now they're doing if you do happen to go to Chicago for StarCast, they are doing a walk-up only. He's going to accommodate everybody he can in that time. So it's going to be interesting to see to see how many he signs before he shows up the next day in the ring to cut a promo or wrestle.
Wow, crazy. Hey, I want to do a shout out to Shane Poole listening to us on Facebook Live. It's his 9th year of listening to the
Pain Clinic. He's almost listened to half as long as we've been on.
Yeah, it's like we're celebrating November, our 20th year on the station.
We've been up in this studio for 9 years.
Yeah, we've been in this studio. We moved from...
May 23rd.
May 23rd. Danger, you remember that very well.
It
Danger,
popped up right? in my Facebook.
I was going to say, we used to be in Midtown Plaza, which is no longer anymore. Now it looks like it's a nice high rise. It's got like the fun colors on the top of it.
Instead of the empty building it was when we were there.
Yeah, the empty building where we had to park in the garage and it smelled like sewage down there.
Yeah, yeah.
All the fun stuff, but we were there for 11 years, so it was crazy. But thank you for listening, and if you guys want to be our friend on Facebook, you can actually watch the video feed that we're doing on Facebook Live right now. You can send us messages. I'm trying to read them as they come by. But we're going to talk a little bit about Monday Night Raw last week, and it's like everyone, I don't understand why Vince McMahon has to stuff Roman Reigns down our throats when he knows nobody likes the guy. You know, I mean,
because I can, damn it.
Yeah, well, it's like, I'm going to force you to like him. They're going to do something. They hope that they'll flick a switch in everybody and change their feelings on him. I mean, he's getting booed by everybody. It's not like the John Cena boos just by guys. It's everybody's booing him, you know, because you hear the cheers of the high-pitched young kids and women.
They're not exactly giving him the best material to come out with either.
No, he came out, you know, he's like, he's a guy who's been, you know, given the escort to the top, as I say. He's been pushed since he started in WWE, and now he's like, now he's against the establishment. So it's like,
that's why the establishment thing's not going to work. It's not like when Stone Cold just came up and he hadn't been established as a top guy at that point. He came out and he started doing his thing. No, this was everyone knew Roman was at top. Everyone knew that Roman was going to be the guy. And then
we knew that a year before he was going to headline WrestleMania. We knew that a year in advance.
Yeah, and then they're doing this. Oh, maybe we can Stone Cold him and make him anti-establishment, and that's what we'll finally get him over. Well, no, you have to establish that from the beginning. You can't just bring it out of nowhere unless something happened when he was working with the establishment that led him to that way. But they, you know, refused to turn him to the dark side, which is where I think he would do much better anyways.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think he has much say in what goes on.
No, he has no say.
I'm guessing he has no say. So it's like, unfortunately, you know, I mean, a couple weeks ago, I remember Michael Cole made this statement when Roman Reigns came out after WrestleMania, and he said, now Roman Reigns is looking over the crowd like he, you know, in silence as he does every time he comes out. It's like, you don't have to be the thought bubble over his darn head, Michael Cole. You don't need to explain his motivation to us because we know his motivation. He's the chosen one, okay?
Well, and it's not like the boos are falling in deaf ears because they're going, oh, he makes quite the reaction. That's what we're looking for nowadays, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, he gets quite the reaction, but it's not what it was.
Well, we talked a couple weeks ago about how people were leaving Backlash before his match.
Yes.
And how that may have opened Vince McMahon's eyes to how he's running his business down. If you look at the numbers and you look at, you know, I mean, you know, we're not seeing numbers like T-shirt sales. We're not seeing numbers. I mean, but, you know, those kind of numbers, you know, because that's what they base a lot of push on stuff like that, because if they can sell more product based on the guy, then he's going to keep getting pushed. So maybe we're...
How many people do you see wearing Roman Reigns shirts, though?
Not many. Roman Reigns, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't see the merch when we go to the shows, and like, we're jaded Smart Mark fans.
Yeah.
We have been for years.
Yeah, so, you know, and you listeners who listen to this show probably are like that, too.
But when we go to the live events and we see the people who pay the $150 to $500 for the front row seats, and we see them, they're wearing John Cena shirts, they're wearing older shirts, they're not wearing Roman Reigns. Now, no. Seth Rollins, on the other hand, is getting huge reaction the way he should, but they don't, I mean, he's the most important title on Raw because he's the only title on Raw, but at the same time, they're not giving him the Roman Reigns.
No, they're not.
Though Roman Reigns might be getting scaled back, he's feuding with Jinder Mahal.
Yeah, he does. He is. Maybe that's what he gets for the people leaving at Backlash. And he's still calling out Brock Lesnar, though, every week.
The line they use this week, this isn't the same Jinder you remember from a couple years ago. Oh, man.
Because he came out with a chair and whacked Seth Rollins with it at the, you know.
When he was on SmackDown Live, he really reinvented himself. No, he just got pushed.
Yeah, he was just in the gym more, and you guys like.
Well, he was in the gym more before that because he came back when he was teaming with Rusev on Raw. They weren't doing anything.
Yeah, but they like his physique, and that's I don't know. They're trying to get into that market a little bit more too. You know, I think it doesn't hurt to have someone from that country that they want to get into the market, you know, being a high profile wrestler too. So remember, he got moved over when they did a trip to Saudi Arabia to go on that tour from SmackDown, even though it was a Raw tour. They brought him from SmackDown and just put him on the show.
Well, that was to go to India too. Yeah, they did the Saudi Arabia show and then India.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm saying that they're not dummies, you know, they're very marketing guys, you know.
But at the same time, he'd also had the title taken off him 2 weeks before because they noticed there wasn't that much of a jump in the popularity.
Well, because AJ Styles was so over. I think, you know, even when he wasn't champ, he was so over. They tried, you know, he made another a title appear more important than the heavyweight title when he was carrying it. So you have to put it back on him without a doubt. AJ's still a huge deal, I think, you know, on SmackDown. I mean, you know, the show is being written around him and Nakamura right now, which I think that's good things that's going on on WWE TV. But we started off Monday with Stephanie McMahon coming out saying she was going to be the person who was going to host the signing between Ronda Rousey and Nia Jax, which immediately she chastises Kurt Angle for giving Roman Reigns too much leeway. Roman Reigns comes out. Kevin Owens comes out, turns into a match between Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. Then they go for about a good segment, maybe two almost, and then out comes interference, and it turns into a tag match, you know, because Seth Rollins comes out to defend him, and who was it, Sami Zayn? I can't remember who it was that came out with Kevin Owens. Someone else came out and...
Was it Jinder?
It was Jinder, yeah. And so it became a tag team. So this is the first hour of Raw. As the hour's ending, the tag match is still going on.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, you're taking a guy who you know people hate. You know people hate, and you're focusing a first hour of your network show on him. And I mean, he even against Stephanie McMahon, she'll get more cheers than he will, and they hate Stephanie McMahon just as much, you know? So then, of course, the next segment of the night. What was it? I'm trying to remember now. It was like it really was a second hour of garbage, you know.
I think they did a women's match and then they did the Lashley segment.
Oh yeah, that's right. It was the Lashley sisters. Now, as much as I'm a fan of them using indie guys from around here, and we got to see some guys part of Conga Line for No Way Jose. There was a couple guys. Actually, one guy we had in the studio not too long ago. Kenneth, right?
Yeah.
He was, it was him and it was,
Jordan Falco.
They were part of the No Way Jose's, Conga line there.
And Kevin Bennett was on Tuesday.
Kevin Bennett. We saw Russell, CN Almas there.
Yes.
You know, I love seeing that. So I had to go back and watch that after just cause I realized someone told me when I was working at Wheez on Monday and, Deanna was telling me that she lives in Batavia and that's where all the WWE trucks were waiting for the guys to come back from the European tour before they could get back on the road to go to Albany. So she said all these wrestlers were hanging out in Batavia this past week. That's another one of those deals where we could do like a close encounters on the show. Like, who'd you bump into at Walmart out in Batavia? You know, Alexa Bliss.
They don't got much else to go to.
I was going to say, they can go to the racetrack, I guess.
Well, wasn't on the tour? That's probably who was there.
And not everybody was on the tour either. So it's like, yeah, there was a bunch of wrestlers in Batavia. But we're going to go to break on that. Got some more stuff to talk about. I have a little personal beef with... the supporters of Rusev Day, and I'll tell you why on the flip side. If you have a comment or a question, 222-1280, *1280, you can give us a call, you can text us at that line, and or you can message us on Facebook Live. We're on live right now. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
How's your arm? I mean, you're holding that mic pretty well.
My arm is great. Thank you for asking. Yes, no, it's doing really well. I appreciate your concern. Thank you.
Listen to me very, very carefully. I will not just beat you. I will disown you. You will never recover. Your title is mine. Your house is now my house.
How's your arm? I mean, you're holding that mic pretty well.
Synapses fired up. I mean, blasting neurons through my brain, forming 1,000 thoughts every single second about ladders. I mean, I can do things with a ladder that captivate the WWE universe, you know, and at the same time, incapacitates my opponents. But it's just like the Money in the Bank ladder. You know, I'm going to take things one step at a time. And the first step's a big one. Jeff Hardy, Daniel Bryan, for the first time. I mean, I get chills even thinking about it. And what we do in that ring, I mean, we're about to scorch your cerebrum. So I'm sorry for Daniel, but I'm focused, I'm fired up, and I'm taking flight! Woo!
I mean, Rhonda, can you get that armbar on Nia? Can you do it? Can
no!
You snap?
The truth is, she can't get the armbar on me.
This is Harper from the Bludgeon Brothers, and you are listening to The Pain Clinic.
Say no more. Say no more, Harper. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man. Dancing around with Danger Boy. Thank you for everyone who's sending us comments on Facebook Live.
Shout out to Pat Mastretta watching since day, or listening since day one, apparently.
Very cool. Thank you, Pat and Fran. Thank you. I tried to get our faces on during the commercial break, if you watched. And also, Fran likes New Japan. Who doesn't? Love New Japan. And I can still watch it because I have Access TV. Billy DeTore and I had this discussion last week. He goes, they won't give it to me. He tried to order it through Spectrum, and they will not let him order it. I don't know how I did. I don't know how it happened, but I'm not going to complain. I keep getting it, though.
Now that you keep saying it, they're going to take it from you.
No, they don't know who I am. I'm just the Cash Man. Nobody, there's no, you can't look me up in the phone book. If you do, you got to get a guy who's like the man, who's like the GM of the Yankees. That's not me. Okay. But welcome back to the show. I want to let you know we're going to be out at Salvatore's, 2 weeks from today for UFC 225. CM Punk is fighting on the card. Get there early. It starts at 10 o'clock. There's no cover charge for UFC pay-per-views. You can see at Salvatore Saloon out in Scottsville or Salvatore's at the garage door here in Rochester on East Ridge Road there, 149 East Ridge Road. Definitely. And come on out tomorrow night, 2 o'clock to catch the Rochester Lancers women are playing at the stadium here, as well as the men's playing at 5 o'clock. You definitely don't want to miss that. Soccer comes back to Rochester tomorrow. But hey, we're here talking. I'll tell you my beef, okay? I know I kind of went to break with it. Okay, I love Rusev Day. I really do. But, man, why do you have to give Lana Lana Day or whatever it was? You know, change the Rusev song to Lana. The only good thing about that
was a different song.
I know it was a different song, but the only good thing about that was the Iconics came out and screeched, okay? And the Iconics don't have to do anything, and I'll like that segment pretty much.
Aiden English is a very talented gentleman.
He is a very talented gentleman, but I just didn't, you know, I just don't get it. You know, it's like, why? Now, I mean, Rusev Day was made by itself. Please don't leak Rusev Day to get Lana over. Don't do this, because it's just going to water down Rusev Day. There was no Rusev to be seen this past week. So it's like, it's just frustrating, you know?
Well, I mean, she's like half Rusev now.
She is. It's Mr. and Mrs. Rusev now.
Yeah.
So she is Mrs. Rusev. I hate when they take something that's created by the people and they go and they try to get someone else over by it.
Lana is the best, though. Lana is number one.
Okay. Well, I think you looks like someone hypnotized you, Danger Boy. Your eyes are like crossed when you said that to me. So let's do some news. What we got? We're going to cut short a little bit this hour, so we're going to get some news. WWE came out this past week and said all pay-per-views will be running 4 hours, and they'll be starting at 7 o'clock from now on.
And the big four are rumored to be starting at 6 p.m. For a 5 hour runtime. Like, they run 5 hours anyways, but they're going to try to get them done before midnight, as opposed to.
That's the problem. Is like I said, you know, we talked about it a couple of times where people would bring their kids out to watch the pay-per-views, and then it would be too late, and they have to go home before the finals.
Yes, so they're going to try to. I mean, that's a smart idea. It's gonna especially being Sundays, running it on the West Coast isn't going to hurt as much. It's not like Raw or something like that.
Yeah.
Which they still run. I mean, it starts at 5. If they're running West Coast, they start at 5 p.m.
They start, yeah.
So, yeah, on the West Coast. So
sometimes I wish I lived on the West Coast because then I could get up at 9 in the morning and watch football on a Sunday.
Or 6 in the morning to watch the England games.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, it's like, you're, you know, I don't know. But still, they benefit big time. Everything's over earlier there, you know. So, but they do have time delays on things.
But
to understand
but having the pay per view start earlier is not. I mean, do I want to watch 4 hours of wrestling, especially the way they're presenting it lately? No. But if they're going to do, if they're dead set on 4 hours, having it start at 7 instead of 8 is a better idea.
I agree, and plus. Starting an hour early, you know, like WrestleMania was it midnight, after midnight when it ended, or it was close to midnight. So, and because they're on their own network showing these quote unquote pay per views, they don't have to worry about getting charged extra money by the pay per view companies when they go long. You know, they can go as long as they want.
Yes.
So they do. So they say, hey, we're not restricted by this restriction we used to have before. Cause I remember if they weren't done 10 minutes before the hour, they got charged for another full hour. And sometimes, I remember WCW pay-per-views going right up to the top of the hour, and then I remember one of them got cut off.
Yeah, the DDP Goldberg match.
Yeah.
And they ended up showing it for free the next night. So that's always fun.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. They got cut off, and so yeah. We didn't get to see the main event. It was just
but
bad.
Now, I mean, the reason we weren't at Salvatore's for the last one is the pay-per-view provider didn't even offer Backlash.
Yeah, they didn't. They, I guess they're seeing Money as a Bank is a bigger one than Backlash.
They're building it up as a big five now instead of a big four for their pay-per-views, and Money in the Bank is one of those.
Well, it becomes a theme throughout the year after that. Those briefcases, you know, I call them they're lazy writer tools. They really are, because if you give someone a briefcase, oh, we can tease this for 52 weeks now until they get their chance, you know? I think it's just a lazy writer's tool. Sorry, WWE. I don't always agree with everything you do, but I mean, it's we didn't have Money in the Bank until Chris Jericho invented it. Okay, what did we do before then? All we had was the Royal Rumble that would determine the number one contender. You
know, still the best pay per view.
Yeah. So I mean, there's certain things that are just lazy writer.
But now
tools.
They have the greatest Royal Rumble now. So even the regular inferior Royal Rumble isn't the same.
Yeah. Chris just sent me a message on Facebook Live saying that the WrestleMania didn't end until 12:15. That's right. I think that they had to wake us up to get us out of the place, you know, because it was like everyone.
Well, we had the food coma going.
Yeah, the food coma was going for a few hours, but yeah. So I mean, you know, I think it's good to start things earlier. This is definitely a big plus, but you know, I think you know, we'll see. We will see you all at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's Garage Door for Money in the Bank, but. That, you know, I just think that you know, I mean, I'm critical of it just because they use the prop as a thing that they're going to use for the, you know, unless someone like cashes it in the next week and then they have a full year in which they have to be creative again. I don't know if we'll ever see that.
Yeah.
So some other news from this past week. You see this Impact Wrestling star John Hennigan. You might remember him as John Morrison, Johnny Mundo from what's that show
Lucha Underground?
Lucha Underground. He's going to be on the new season of CBS Survivor, which is and they actually had they have a preview video with him in it, it's great because Hennigan, man, I mean, he's an incredible athlete. You look at him, he's like, you know, he's incredible shape, and he definitely will draw some people to watch in that show, especially wrestling fans. They like a little of the crossover. Remember when they had. What was that girl's name? That was the diva that went to do Survivor, and she lasted like a week.
It's
the blonde haired girl. She won the. It's tough. Maybe someone can help us. 222-1280 *1280. Definitely give us a call or give us a text. Send us a text. Leave us a message.
Chris on Facebook Live just brought up something I did want to bring up, seeing as we have kind of a segue with the John Hennigan story, because John Hennigan won Tough Enough with Caledonia's own Matt Capitelli. Apparently, things aren't looking great. They, if you didn't know, he had a relapse of his cancer last year, and he has been going through treatment since then. They have decided now to discontinue treatment. And he's going to see what happens, and it's not looking great, but there is a GoFundMe out there for Matt. I'm sure he has huge medical bills. He's been working on trying to fight this for a year now. He had it from before. The GoFundMe is gofundme.com/Matt's biggest battle. I'm looking at right now. They have there's $31,000 in there right now. I know Jim Cornette talked about this on Thursday on his podcast, and I've seen pictures. His old tag team partner from the Thrill Seekers and OVW, Johnny Jeter, was in town in Louisville and went and visited him with Elijah Burke and Nova. So, I mean, it's very unfortunate because Matt is one of the nicest people we've ever met on the show.
He was just unbelievable to us. And, you know, we can reciprocate the listeners here from Rochester who remember Tough Enough 3, Rochesterians own Matt Capitelli from Cal Mum there, Caledonia Mumford area. You know, he's going through a rough time right now, and he definitely could use your help. We're going to post that up on our Facebook page. We'll post up that link for you guys, as well as there's a post up there from his wife talking about the whole thing. And we're going to go to break on that. You know, we do keep Matt in your prayers and thoughts because he's going through a really rough time right now. We will be back on the flip side. You are listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Sick and tired of hearing that lazy crap. I've been hearing that all my life. Do you want the truth, Rhonda? The truth is, I will make a name for myself because I'm going to beat you at Money in the Bank.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Samoa Joe. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. Thank you, Samoa Joe. Ashley Massaro was the WWE diva who was on... Actually, today's her birthday. Happy birthday, Ashley.
No one's mad that you forgot that.
Yeah. Well, she's a girl that dated Matt Hardy, and she dated somebody else. I can't remember who it was. She was dating a lot of people in the WWE locker room. But she's from New York City still, and she does a lot of conventions, goes out and does autograph signings, but she was on Survivor, I think, for a week, and she got, like, a stomach flu, and they kicked her off, so... That's who I was talking about. She's a very pretty girl. Don't get me wrong. She's a very, very pretty girl. But she actually learned how to wrestle, too, before she left. I think she was a champion at one time, too.
Yeah, but in those days, everybody was champion.
That's true. But she actually learned to wrestle. She actually went to, like, one of the diva searches, actually made it through most of it, and actually learned how to wrestle. So welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with Danger Boy. Thank you for all these great comments. And Pat, we know Mrs. Dr. Love. I'm going to see I see Dr. Love all the time. In fact, who knows? Maybe we'll cross paths again real soon, and we'll have the doc come visit us a little bit. You know, he's half the man he used to be. I will say that.
Have those restraining orders cleared yet?
Yeah, I know. He's about coming up here. He still, you know, has to check in with his probation officer before he comes up to the studios. But we'll see him again real soon. We're going to get back to some more news. This is our last segment. Thank you so much for listening. The whole crew will be back next week. DC, thank you. DC's on vacay. And I was last week. My daughter graduated from college at UB. So, I mean, you know, what, you know, do I do my favorite radio show in the world, or do I go and support my daughter getting her master's degree? And, you know.
Favorite radio show in the world didn't win.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. You know, I do love you all, and I did listen to it later. But some more news. So last week, I don't know if you guys talked about it, because did you talk about the Nikki Bella, John Cena stuff going on?
Yeah, we talked about how it is coming off as a little fishy. And this week, to add to it, she kind of lashed out and said, I wish I knew who these sources were that said we were back together, because we're not, even though everybody has seen them, like, living together.
I was going to say, they see her going to his apartment at night, you know, it's like, you know,
it's not a storyline, but it was filmed entirely for the Diva show.
Oh, that's the promo they had going into it was like,
See that they did like half the audience? They did the first one last year.
I don't think any of those shows do enough to substantiate them being renewed, but they do. I don't know.
It's a different world in television now.
What do you guys think? 222-1280 star 1280 is the number. You can text us to that number. If you want to, you know, I mean, do you care? That's a question. You know, I almost don't, because John Cena is so busy in the movie world now. Who knows when the next time we'll see him? You know, but I will say there was a source this week that Nikki Bella went after. I think it was People Magazine, the one that said they saw them together.
Yeah, I know TMZ has been reporting it too.
So people are on. So none of them are believing it. They think it's all for TV. John Cena went on to the Today Show last week saying he wishes he wants her back. You know, he was doing the Today Show fill-in. He wants her back. He, you know, he misses her. He's sorry. He'll do everything she wants to do. Blah 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 blah. Sorry. And you know, so who knows? They're probably still together. That's my guess. Some other news: Sasha Banks recently signed a new deal with WWE, which. The deal was signed within the last week, and for multiple years, Sasha continues to move a good amount of merchandise for the company. See, what I tell you, you move merchandise, and they're going to watch you, even if you're not getting prominence on TV. I mean, when's the last time, you know, Sasha and Bayley, they're working that whole thing, kind of just let that go away. And
yeah.
When's the last time we saw Matt Hardy and Bray Wyatt on TV?
Ugh.
They're the champs, aren't they? You know?
Yeah, that's about right for tag teams, though. I don't even know if Raw has other tag teams.
Neither I'm not.
Well, they got the B team, which is awesome.
I love the B team, and they got their first win this past
second win.
They were jumping on top of the announcer's table.
One more win, and that's a winning streak.
I like the B team. I like those guys, and I mean,
it's two guys who can actually really wrestle too.
It's funny, it's because they had a problem with Breezango, and who's the other B team?
Yeah,
you know, because apparently they start with B. I guess I don't know. But it's I think it's just kind of a joke on wrestling when you say it's the B team. You know?
It's like it's the NWO B team,
the B show. It's the B team. So I don't know how much of the news you got in last week. Did you talk about Shane McMahon having hernia surgery last week?
I don't remember if we did, but you had hernia surgery last week.
Yeah,
and we did talk about Randy Orton
having his knee surgery. That's most of the news I put together last week for the show was all about injuries.
Yes,
you know, and it seems like
you don't have a big one in the news today that is rumored, and they don't know if it's actually true or not. That's Big Cass.
Oh, Big Cass, because he was still limping. They said he's like either acting limping around or he's actually legitimately hurt.
They had him do. Over in Europe, he was doing matches, and he was selling the limp, and he was in tag matches, and they had him carried out in, I think it was Berlin, and everyone's like, oh, it's just for the show, and because they're still hyping him to be on SmackDown, and then he wasn't on SmackDown. Now there's rumors going around that he may have messed up his ACL again.
Oh, no. He was backstage on this past week's show. I saw him like coming down the aisle, but he was like limping the whole time. He was they kind of had a camera on him for a second or two.
Well, we'll see how they play it.
Listen, he got more time than the Bludgeon Brothers got on SmackDown this week. The Bludgeon Brothers were just in a graphic, you know, because they
at least they're on the pay-per-view this time.
They are. And that someone sent me a message. Anne-Marie said, "Why, you know, where are the Bludgeon Brothers been?" Well, they're waiting for contenders to take on the title.
Now they have Gallows and Anderson. That are going to take them on because apparently when you switch brands, you just jump up immediately to be in a contenders match.
Apparently so.
Ask Jinder.
True. You know, got a message from Pat. He says, it's a shame that NXT is more exciting than anything WWE is doing on TV right now. But that's always been the case because developmental is always, you get more different things to look at.
You get different things. You get, you only have the hour show a week and you have guys who are hungrier because they haven't been up there. I mean, I'm not saying anybody on the main roster isn't hungry and they don't want to show what they want, but it's also not under the fingerprint of Vince McMahon. So Triple H is more of an old school wrestling fan, so he will try to do more older school things like he's doing with Gargano and Ciampa, which is their main focus currently. But they also have, you know, Lars Sullivan. Vince is going to love him eventually one day, but him going out there and having an actual contenders match against two guys that are not anyone to slouch on.
Sure.
Was interesting, but it was entertaining the way they did it.
We've got 2 minutes left in the show, Danger Boy. Let's talk about Ronda Rousey for a second. Does Ronda Rousey take the title at Money in the Bank?
No, I think Ronda Rousey gets screwed out of it by Natalya.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Think so. But I mean, do you think it's too early? I mean, the mainstream media is on this. If they're on it, then she's going to get it.
I think it's too early for her to get it, seeing as last week in Europe they put her in tag matches because they didn't think she was ready for a singles match.
But she did well. I mean, if you...
She does well. And she's learning and she wants to learn and everyone's talking about how humble she is backstage and all that good stuff. She's doing everything she's supposed to be doing. It's too early for her to be the champion.
That being said,
she'll probably win the title.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. So WKBW in Buffalo notes that Ronda Rousey will make her Buffalo in-ring debut at the Monday, July 16th Raw show from the KeyBank Center. Tickets went on sale last Saturday and they're going to Monday Night Raw is going to, I think we're going to have to make a trip. We want to definitely go check out Ronda Rousey, her first in-ring singles match. I'm guessing she may have a belt around her waist at that time. I honestly, they didn't bring her in to lose, okay, or to get screwed. I think they brought her in to walk around with that title, and we're going to see. I think we're going to get that. That's my opinion. You and I have may differ on it, okay, but I'm believing that she is going to be the champion way earlier than she should be. And that's the truth. She really shouldn't be, but because she's a big deal.
And they're playing her off on TV perfectly that she, you know, she's humble. She doesn't think she deserves it, but at the same time, she's not going to turn down the opportunity. And yes, she can put the armbar on Nia.
I think she can too. She can put the armbar on anybody, okay? Even the Braun Strowman, okay? By the way, had some great matches this past week as we wrap up the show. Think about it. We had Braun Strowman versus on Monday Night Raw.
Finn.
And we got Daniel Bryan and Jeff Hardy on SmackDown. There were some great matches.
Next week, we get Daniel Bryan and Samoa Joe.
That's going to be even better. It's like a little bit of a flashback to Ring of Honor days. Let's see how they do. But I want to thank everybody for listening. Please, everybody, have a great Memorial Day. Have a safe one. Come on out to soccer tomorrow, 2 o'clock. We will be out there for soccer for the Lancers. Definitely check that out. And we will see you next week here on Fox Sports 1280 at the Pain Clinic. See ya.